You're listening to SBS News.
The latest meeting of the North Atlantic Treaty Organisation, or NATO, was headlined by several moments of tension between leaders of some of the military alliance's highest profile members. The moment getting the most attention was United States President Donald Trump's branding of Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau as two-faced. Mr. Trudeau, French President Emmanuel Macron, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte were caught on video commenting on the US leader's lengthy press appearances. Amid the conversation, Mr. Trudeau can be heard describing something as jaw-dropping. Mr. Trump says the Canadian leader was upset that he pointed out Canada's one of the 20 NATO members not meeting the organisation's target of spending 2% of GDP on defence.
Well, he's two-faced. Trudeau, he's a nice guy. I find him to be a very nice guy. But, you know, the truth is that I called him out on the fact that he's not paying 2%, and I guess he's not very happy about it. He's not paying 2%, and he should be paying 2%. It's Canada. They have money.
Mr. Trudeau played down the incident at a final news conference. He says the jaw-dropping comment was a reference to the announcement of the location of the next meeting of G7 leaders at the US presidential retreat Camp David.
We were all surprised and I think pleased to learn that the next G7 will be at Camp David. I think that was an unscheduled announcement, and every different leader has teams who every now and then have their jaws drop at unscheduled surprises, like that video itself, for example.
Despite the incident, Mr. Trump appeared content with the result of the summit. He boasted of having convinced members to boost defence spending and claimed credit for Turkey's decision to drop its objections to the adoption of an updated defence plan for the Baltic states and Poland. But he cancelled his scheduled news conference at the end of the summit, saying he'd briefed the media many times during his two-day trip. The run-up to the summit had been marked by Mr. Macron describing the NATO alliance brain-dead and demanding a new strategy. Mr. Macron stood by his comments after the summit wrapped up.
I think that when ice forms, icebreaker ships are needed. It makes some loud noise, but it opens a path. And I think this was our responsibility because it's France's traditional role within the alliance. So I feel it was my duty to set the debate, and it is coherent with what we've been doing for more than 2 years now in terms of European defence.
Despite the disagreements, each NATO member agreed to the so-called London Declaration. The statement's the first from NATO to acknowledge the growing strategic challenge posed by China. It also stresses the need for a stronger coordinated response to terrorism, and it declares nations will continue to address in a measured and responsible way Russia's deployment of new intermediate-range missiles. Boris Johnson says he's leaving the summit optimistic.
We have had a productive and successful meeting of NATO leaders today. It was agreed amongst all of us that 70 years after its foundation here in London, it is absolutely true to say that NATO is the most successful alliance in history.
Evan Young, SBS News.